the best in the world.
I've been the best ever since day one. On this microphone, in that ring, even in commentary. And trust me when I tell you, I am the hottest property in this industry today. Nobody can touch me. The only thing that's real is me, day in and day out. I am the best in the world. Do I have everybody's attention now?
Times, the only time that I drink the wines, love sex and my other half, cream up from behind, always on the grind, on my hustle when I'm fucking, whatever the slang for knocking bougie, just cutting, always nothing, ain't nothing but some bussing, act like an adult, don't want me a bust, I'm sucking, wax that ass, buffet rice, shine bright, I'm just trying to bring an echoed ass to the light.
Ooh, it's the way it goes, don't this feel right,
call it fucking, I call simonizing. Shout out to Funk Doc, took that line for him. I'm horny again. My miss took 10 inches within. Stretched out the walls, them miles without scaffolding. Smoke blunts cackling. Physical foreplay, libido's hard battling. She threw it like a javelin, gripping the stick. Passion bubbles over while I'm ready to spit. Penetrate the stomach, you know what comes from it. Anytime you're near your pussy, I succumb to it. I'm fortunate to be at your beck and call, long as just stay dropping them drawers.
Ooh, it's the way it goes. Now don't this feel right?
Don't this feel right?
I'm trying to put you in the light.
Trying to put you in the light.
Style with no heat. Give myself pleasure, eyes closed, stroke my meat. What's not for debate is how Mike is great. Put Donnie Ooh to rest and let go of my hate. Clear the crap off my plate, make room for the nourishment. Rock bottom has its benefits, the enemy is flourishing. I was the quiet nigga, now I'm the loud fool. It was cool for all y'all when I was drowning in a pool. A sweat overnight, withdrawals from my needs. Stripped buck naked, emotions roar from my deeds. Shed blood for my seeds, yet couldn't save one. Was that my repentance for the promise undone? Let me know now so mistakes aren't repeated. No matter how low, I can't feel defeated. 40+ years, my mental's been mistreated. Just now discovering all my family secrets. What up, people? What up, people? What up, people? Welcome to another edition of the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast, featuring the one and only Mike Steph, best in the world in what he does. Mike Steph, today going by the blue collar hero to the masses. Yes, indeed. How's everyone doing? I hope everything is great with y'all, because everything is pretty all right with me. I can't complain. I can't complain, but at the same time, I'm grateful to make another day. I'm grateful for the fact that I have reasonable health, and I'm grateful for the fact that my loved ones are doing the same as I. So, yeah. This week is going to be very, very interesting. Matter of fact, this week has been very, very interesting. This edition will be the same. This edition really has no direction whatsoever. Or some would say, well, Mike, you never really have any direction when it goes to your pocket. That would be a misnomer. A lot of times I have a direction of where I'm going. Might be a little abstract, but by the time you finish your 90 to 110 minutes of listening to me ramble, everything usually comes full circle. This week will be the same, but this week will be more helter-skelter than normal. There's numerous reasons for that. A lot of them are self-inflicted, and I'm going to be the open book than I normally am, and tell you the truth, 4 minutes and 32 seconds in, intro. I'm going to be the open book than I normally am, and I'm going to let y'all know exactly why, what's going to be different with this episode that I really planned. And like I said, it's really self-inflicted. But before I get into all that, because when it comes to what I'm about to say, you don't bring that later. You put that at the top of whatever you're trying to spew. Rest in peace to two wrestlers that passed away this past week. Rest in peace to the hardcore icon himself, the great Terry Funk. Passed away this week, I believe this past Wednesday, at the age of 79. Rest in peace to Bray Wyatt, who passed away this past Thursday at the tender age of 36. I will give my thoughts on that later on in this episode, but I wanted to start my episode off with my condolences to family, friends, and fans of those two icons in their field. You know what? I'm going to get to it now. And I would specifically talk about the Bray Wyatt passing. And I'm not going to get too deep into it because I'm going to respect the wishes of people who aren't me. But that passing shocked me for numerous reasons. One, usually I'm very in tune with what's going on, because I'm just like, most of the time, notification come on my phone or whatever. This week, which I'll get into for various reasons, I was totally out of the loop when it comes to a lot of stuff. So I actually received that news from my daughter main event came. And needless to say, she was shocked at the news herself. My other son, who's been on this podcast, who's been on this platform in the past, as recently as a month or so ago, Chef Mix, my son Mikey, he was the biggest Bray Wyatt fan. Like, that was his favorite wrestler. Like, like I said, I'm not going to divulge too much because that would be, but to me, I feel like that I would be betraying them by expressing their feeling for them without, you know, permission, because just out of respect. But I will say, you know, that kind of threw him for a loop. In these discussions that we had in our household, that we had in our family over this passing, one thing rang true. Because normally, fair or foul, when celebrities pass, you know, I have that moment of, damn, that's messed up, darn, I feel bad for the family and so forth. And, you know, especially since you don't know them personally, gradually you go about your life, right? When I had a chance to actually sit down and let it marinate, I started having me think. Because of the suddenness of it, I believe they say he passed away from a heart attack. And to know that someone's here today and within a split second they're no longer here, various connections of life just reinforce the preciousness of letting someone know how you feel about them, how you feel, what they do, how they make you feel. Even more important to do it while they're able to witness it, while they're able to receive it physically, right? The part that got to me was a lot of the tributes that were going on social media, especially. There was one, I believe, because 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, Brody Lee, also known as Luke Harper in WWE, part of the Wyatt family, passed away suddenly. Around, I think, the day after Christmas, 2020. And there's 2/3 of the Wyatt family that are no longer with us in the physical. And there was, I think, one picture somebody made of Brody Lee at the gates with the rocking chair, pretty much. And you see Bray Wyatt walking toward him. You know, it's like, yes, I've been waiting for you, my brother. And while I understand the sentiment, that touched me in a different way than it might touch anybody else. I'll say that. Also, when discussing this with my family, with my children, and there's no comparison over this death, over this death, over this death. It's no comparison because they're all meaningful. They all hit you in that way that it hit you. But the one common thing, and I was like, you know, I understand how what they're going through, because a lot, especially over the last couple years,
a lot of mainstays, celebrity, public figures from my childhood have passed away. And the older I get, these figures pass away, and you move further and further and further and further away from your childhood, and then you start having questions about your own mortality. Of, okay, I've had this ailment. Oh, I haven't been taking care of my body in the best ways. Oh, these things that I've been doing for years are starting to catch up with me. Maybe I need to do a pivot. All those things start going into your head. You know, I mean, we've had Robin Williams pass away. We've had Pee Wee Herman as recently as a couple weeks ago pass away. Pee Wee's Playhouse, that was part of my childhood. Yesterday, Bob Barker of the Price is Right fame, he passed away. Yes, he lived a magnificent life of 99 years. But still, that's part of my childhood. A couple years ago, right before the New Year's, John Madden passed away. That's part of my childhood. Like, I remember playing the OG John Madden. I remember actually playing the John Madden before it came out on video consoles. I played it on the computer, on the PC. So those are things that, you know, like I said, those are things that go through my mind. Those are things that I've had to reconcile myself and try to explain or try to console my family, my children over these passings. Because when somebody touches you, entertains you, when just somebody touches your life and they're no longer here in a blink of an eye, and it's becoming more commonplace as the years go by, the days go by, the months go by, the minutes go by, it's tough. I mean, and like I said, without getting too much into it, I'm a big advocate of mental health, like before it became popular. I've always felt that there's nothing to be ashamed of you have to spend some time and have somebody and help, have somebody or allow somebody to help you sort your emotions, sort your thoughts. Even more so now, because there's a lot of vices that I might have relied on in the past that I don't rely on anymore. So everything hits me harder than it used to because I no longer have a shield. You know, since I'm already here, next week I don't even know if I'm having an episode next week. Next week is Labor Day, but it has nothing to do with, oh yo, it's Labor Day weekend, I'm about to go out, I'm about to do me and the missus, me and the family gonna go and enjoy ourselves. Because Labor Day means squat and shit to me personally. It really don't. I've had a lot of personal loss over Labor Day weekend. My mother passed away years ago on Labor Day weekend, actually the day before Labor Day. My grandmother, a couple years after my mother passed away a couple days before Labor Day. Give a fuck about Labor Day. It's just, you know, so that's kind of the reason why I ain't know if I'm going to have a podcast next week, episode next week. It might be good for me to vent. It might be good for me to get my emotions or pretty much channel my emotions in a certain situation. It might be good for me just say, you know what? I'll see you in 2 weeks. I haven't decided yet. Hopefully I'll decide by the end of this episode. But yeah. So, once again, rest in peace to Terry Funk. Rest in peace to Bray Wyatt. Awkward transition, but because I was about to tell y'all exactly why this episode is going to be the way it was and not the way it was planned, and I'm still going to do it. I had this episode was supposed to be a joint project. This episode was supposed to be like the Mega Powers Unite. Over dating shows. Go figure. I know. You know, we were going to be the Los Pollos Hermanos. But because of scheduling conflicts on my part to begin and scheduling conflicts on the back end, I'm not going to be able to go down that avenue. But I will say, I did say that I was going to withhold my views on my dating show of choice until I'm able to connect with my brother from Arizona, you know, Mr. McTyler himself. If we was going to give y'all a smash up episode of Temptation Island dealing with me, and The Bachelorette dealing with McTyler himself. You know, that's to come. I'm letting the cat out the bed, so I give y'all a little anticipation, if you will. You know, yeah, it's going to come in the beginning of football season, but guess what? Guess what? The weeks that I choose not to do football talk on here, guess what? I do have, actually, another entity where you can catch me doing football talk. Yeah, that's right. Hidden Gems Football, hosted by the Mojo King and yours truly, Mike Steph. New episodes will be dropping every Thursday. Cross my fingers. On the YouTube page of the 19 Media Group. Sure, it don't even want to go away. See, that's showing me that I have a lot of football that I need to talk about. So I have two platforms I can talk about. But regardless, that's coming in the future. And like I said, it was partially on me, even though he'll probably be like, yo, bro, don't worry about it. I told you, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, look, trust me. It's going to happen. But yesterday, which girl, I had some family issues. Matter of fact, I had family to attend to, a.k.a. Mrs. Salty Thoughts. And me had a nice lunch date yesterday. And we did pass through the block party, the Spike Lee block party for Michael Jackson and Prince in Fort Greene Park. We did a little quick walkthrough, quick pass through. And then from there, we went, had a nice little lunch date because unfortunately for me, I only get to see my main squeeze maybe about 2 days a week up. Hence, why this picture will still be in the background until she gives me a replacement. And if she gives me a replacement, it's going to be on this side. And if she gives me another replacement, it's going to be in the middle. Money in the middle. Where they at? In the middle. So, yeah, that's what this episode was going to be. But what this episode is actually going to talk about, we'll talk about my New York Jets. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I just said, well, you know, if y'all want to hear about football talk, y'all can hit Hidden Gems Football. Yeah, and y'all can still hit Hidden Gems Football. But guess what? Hidden Gems Football is more than my New York Jets. This is my platform, so I could be Jets all mother effing episode every week if I feel like it. And this week, I'm going to feel like talking about my Jets and the debut of Aaron Rodgers, double A, to be exact. And I thought on their 32-25 victory. Was it 25? Yeah. 32-25, 32-20. Pretty much our victory over the New York football giant, the G-Men, in preseason action. And some would say some slanderous commentary on the fact that there's a lot of players missing on Big Blue Nation side. I mean, I understand we go against each other for real in week 8, and y'all don't want to divulge anything, but you really think we divulge anything? But I'll get to that in the very, 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 very few minutes. So, yeah. And if time permits, maybe it will, maybe it won't, I will give you a little recap of exactly how my week went at my shoe job, without incriminating myself or incriminating anybody that I might have been with. Not trust me, nothing really get myself in trouble, but I want to spew my thoughts on the travesty, or should I say, the way that I feel that opportunity was blown for morale to actually be lifted, and for people to actually give more than that, more of an F about their job, instead of going with the status quo and saying, look, yo, I got 5 years left. There's only 5 years left. And yeah, I'm just trying to get out of here. You know, because I ain't gonna lie. Five. Yeah, I'm on a countdown. Tell you the truth, if you really want to be technical, I got 4 years, 11 months. And what's today? The 27th, and 5 days left. How about that? How about that? Yeah, I'm counting down for real. So without further ado, let's get this episode on the road. Let's get this episode up and running, huh? Without further ado, good night and goodbye. Bang! Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Aaron Rodgers makes his Jets, Jets debut yesterday in MetLife Stadium. Yes, it was a quote-unquote road game last night, but lucky we didn't pull out the spiffy throwbacks. But you know what? We didn't waste them on the G-Men. Nah. You know, we played our position. We played our position well. Aaron Rodgers. I'm trying to think where I should start with my feelings on what I've been hearing in the media. But matter of, you know what? I'm gonna save that for toward the end. I'll just give a quick overview of what I saw yesterday. Aaron Rodgers played in his first preseason game in 5 years, since 2018, when he was still a member of the Green Bay Packers. And you want to know why? He chose to play in the preseason? Because, number one, he wanted to let everybody know. He wanted to let all the teammates know. He wanted to let the media know that, look, I'm taking this season very, very serious. I'm taking this chance to build continuity with my offensive line, with my running backs, with my wide receivers, with my offensive staff, very, very seriously. I want to hit the road off and running September 11th against the Buffalo Bills at home in MetLife Stadium on Monday Night Football. When's the last time we've been on Monday Night Football? Yeah, my point exactly. He wanted to see what would happen in actual game conditions with the dudes that he's about to ride and die for. He played two series. First series, got too much pressure. I admit, he was running a little bit too much for my liking in the preseason. He got his jersey tugged on just a little bit too much for my liking in the preseason. But I got the juices flowing. So when they had to punt that ball, he went on that sideline, and I guarantee you he told Coach Sala. He told Hackett. Yeah, we need another go, because you best believe I'm not leaving this game until I put a TD on the board, until I put some points on the board. And I ain't talking about no 50-yard field goal either. And that's exactly what the hell he did. Do you know what this... Where does it say? Aha! Aha! You know the reason I brought this up is because it reminded me of that 80s song by the group Aha. Take on me, take on me, take me up, take on me, I'll be gone. Yeah, I can't get that note. But that's what his thing was, like, take on me, take me up. When I say the connection that's growing between Aaron Rodgers and this man right here, you know who that man is? Garrett Wilson. You know what number he wears? Number 17. The same number that Aaron Rodgers put on the map in Green Bay, but with another individual who adorned the number 17. And that would be Davante Adams. And when there was a time, especially over the last couple of years, matter of fact, I did say his two MVP years, that pretty much it was Davante Adams or bust. It was, I'm going to starve Davante Adams, and if somebody else could get hoping, great. But guess what? That's going to be my first, my second, and my third choice. FC Offensive Rookie of the Year with sub-optimum quarterback play. You know who his quarterbacks were last year? I will tell you. Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, Mike White, and Strevler, whatever the his name is. And he still amassed 83 catches for over 1,100 yards receiving. But here with the telltale sign of poor quarterback play, only 4 touchdowns. Do you think that Garrett Wilson is not going to eat with Aaron Rodgers behind center? Do you think we're going to have any more immature displays of emotion on the field if Aaron Rodgers forgets, or if he feels that Aaron Rodgers did not throw him the ball when he deemed himself to be open? No. We would not get that. You know why? Because it's going to be Garrett Wilson, first option. Garrett Wilson, second option. Breece Hall out the backfield, third option. Michael Carter, fourth option. Matter of fact, fifth option. Dalvin Cook, fourth option. Tyler Conklin. You know, we go like 3 deep at each position on offense. Think about that. Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, Michael Carter. That's 3 in the running backs. Now, our receivers, albeit Corey Davis did announce his retirement this week, but by him announcing his retirement, opened up $10 million. And that $10 million will be distributed to get Aaron Rodgers another target if need be. But currently we have Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Mecole Hardman. That's four. Tight end, we have Tyler Conklin. We have CJ Uzama. And we have Jeremy Ruckert, second year tight end out of the Ohio State University. That's three deep in each position. And this is not to count whatever fringe players might make the roster that's showing improved. Because Brownlee's showing improved. Gibson is showing improving on special teams. And defense, forget about it. I understand why the New York Giants, the G-men. And this hurts me to say, because I did say, and I am going to try to hold steadfast to my statement of there will be very limited Giant slander coming out my mouth on both platforms. But I'm going to call a spade. But Daniel Jones earned the right not to play in preseason? Since when? I can get Saquon Barkley, but since when Daniel Jones is in that upper echelon that he doesn't play in the preseason? Y'all put Tyrod Taylor out there. I know why y'all put Tyrod Taylor out there, sacrificial lamb. Because our front line was ferocious. We had Jermaine Johnson, sack. Bryce Huff, sack. Quinnen Williams was getting at them boys. Michael Clemens, pressure. Echols with a pick six. Echols is like a fourth or fifth cornerback. So I get it. I get why y'all would not want to subject your offense to such a ferocious defensive front, a defensive effort. And we're talking about even our second line defenders were causing havoc. Y'all even had to take Tyrod Taylor out and put DeVito, and have DeVito play 3.5 quarters, right? Daboll really played this game as if he didn't give a fucking. 35 minutes in, my first F word, but I get it. I mean, it's almost like he knew, all right, you know what, this game doesn't count, which it doesn't. But he went to take all the steam, all the starch out of the debut of Aaron Rodgers by saying, look, if I don't play none of my starters, then no matter what he does, it's not going to be front page news. But guess what, Daboll, it will be front page news. Because it's double A. It's AR, if you will. AR8. I'm just saying. Look at this. Look at this. What does that look like? That looked like somebody kneeling in defeat. That looked like Garrett Wilson saying, you know what? Pause. Get down on your hands and knees and bow to your master? Show enough. It looked like 34 was saying, you know what? The only way I could get off this field is if I handle my business. And Garrett Wilson was like, handle your business, you will. Touchdown, bitch. Yeah. But I know one thing. I do know one thing. If the protection over the next 2 weeks, because tomorrow will be 2 weeks from September 11th. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks from our first game of the season against the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. If Rodgers has to run around and get touched as much as he got touched yesterday, this is what he's going to do on the side. Matter of fact, this is what he's going to do in the locker room to numerous offensive linemen, not named Elijah Vera Tucker. Listen, little nigga. I'm going to tell you once. I'm going to tell you one time only. Maintain your block and protect my ass. Because you don't, this is what the fuck going to happen to you. Going to lay your ass down. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Okay, Ghost. Fuck you talking to? Talking to you, Ghost. Really? If I have to tell you one more damn time, stop letting them touch me. Okay, Dad. That's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen. Y'all know I always got, you know, part of me really, really wish that I didn't have to wait until next year for Power Book 2 Ghosts. Because I really want to see how this little mother effer Tariq is going to get out of his certain situation because he dead ass broke. And he got the whole Tata family then turn tail, set him up, and now him and Braden got to do the one too. But Aaron Rodgers is going to have that offensive line whipped in shape by 2 weeks from tomorrow. Mark my words. And even with that not being said, not being done, you really think we're not going to win 11 games at least? Show me the lie. Tell me when I'm telling lies. I'll wait. It's gonna be a beautiful thing. It's gonna be a beautiful thing. I mean, I have nothing but confidence in my team. You know, somebody did say that I should have a reoccurring segment on the Salty Daughter Mike Steph. And at first I thought they were blowing smoke up my wazoo. Then I thought about it. I was like, you know, they might have a point. Whoa! It's only smoke and mirrors! Whoa! Dashing, debonair, stunning, stone cold, Mike Steph, blue collar heel to the masses, with your grooming tip for this week of August 27th. 2023 goes as follows. When you go to the barbershop, if you go to the barbershop, and they give you a lineup, I'm not, because I made one big mistake, and because I saw it on screen, and I will never make that mistake ever again on camera. Y'all actually saw my hair. That will never happen again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I refer to this week's episode of Hidden Gems Football, where for a very glimpse, a very, very short second, you actually see what I'm dealing with or what I'm not dealing with up here. But I digress. When you go to the barbershop and they trim you up, line you up, and you tell them, you know what, I need you to take the beard down a little bit. See, listen. The dashing one is so confident in my superior looks, in my superior appearance, that I get out the barber chair, I tip the barber, and I walk straight out the door. Because no matter if he made a mistake, if he made a little, dare I say, a miscalculation, it doesn't matter to the dashing one. Whoa! You know why it doesn't matter to the dashing one? Because it really doesn't. Because no matter what, the shaft is long and my time is short. But that doesn't matter because I already got four kids as proof that when I aim and I shoot and I fire, I'm like Melo. I don't miss. But for all y'all plebeians out there, for all y'all ug mugs out there, for all y'all who actually have to do extra work when it comes to your outer appearance, when it comes to your grooming techniques, I bestow this to the masses because I am the blue collar hero to the masses. Always make sure that your barber does what you asked them to do and make sure it's even on both sides, because there's nothing worse than going home and looking in the mirror, just a random look in the mirror, because, you know, like I said, it doesn't really matter to me because I am that dude 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 366 days a year. I know there's only 365 days, but guess what? When you're just this dashing, you get an extra day every year to just look at yourself in the mirror and step back and say, mwah, too cold. But when you notice that it's not even, and you actually have more, a little bit more hair on one side than the other, this is why you always should have a nice, private, your own shaving kit, and you just bring it down. Just so. Just so. But always keep in the back of your mind, when you go back to this barber, if you go back to this barber, you give them a piece of your mind. Not verbally. No, 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 no. Not verbally. You know what talks in the barbershop more than you cursing your barber out? Lack of tip, or should I say deduction of tip. When that normal $5 to $10 tip that you give your barber dwindles down to, oh yeah, just give me which guard, give him a single, they'll know something's up. They'll know something's up. And that is your dashing, stunning, stone cold Mike Steph tip of the week. Whoa! It's only smoke and mirrors! Whoa! It's only smoke and mirrors tonight!
This
has the possibility to be a classic. Random thoughts, right? Okay. This week at my shoe job, I was not in the field this week. For those who know what I do, then y'all know what I mean, and not in the field. Those who don't know what I do, just play along with me. I was in a classroom setting this week. I was not amongst the public. I was not on full display. and I had a 5-day training class, right? A 5-day training class, if you will. The best part of what I just did is something that I actually mentioned on this last episode, and I never thought beyond my wildest dream that I was actually going to do it. I told y'all that finally, after months and months of recordings, StreamYard actually has a pause button. So Mr. Non-Edit himself actually was able to pause, take care of something, and come back. And the only reason y'all know is because I told y'all. Where was I? Oh, yes. So I was in a classroom atmosphere for 5 days doing training, right? And to be blunt, 2.5 of those 5 days were magnificent. The 2 days that I actually didn't have to deal with my job culture were the best days of the week, because my job hired an outside company to actually instruct us on certain aspects of the training that they were implementing. And because the instructors were not ingrained in my job culture, it was almost like it was a breath of fresh air. But I will say this, being the fact it was such a breath of fresh air, I allowed myself to bring my guard down and actually just for a second have a slip hope of maybe this job can be more than what it really is. Maybe, just maybe, I will be able to extract some more enjoyment out of this job than I currently do. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. It's a sad thing, though. It really is sad. The 2.5 days were more like a college atmosphere, doing workshopping. We were doing scenarios. We got up in the teams. Like, look, I'm sorry. I just turned 47. So college life is at least 25 years ago for me. At the end of the 2 days of the college atmosphere, I actually had thoughts of, I'm not saying I want to go back and take extra classes, but when discussing with a confidant of mine, we discovered that maybe the reason I was feeling so upbeat was the fact that I was actually being challenged for the first time in 20 years. Matter of fact, the first time in at least 15 years, because the first couple years of the job was a challenge because I was trying to master it. Once I got comfortable and once I got confident in what I needed to do, everything is like, yeah, I can do this shit with my eyes closed. So it kind of awoken a part of me that hadn't been used probably since I was in college. Critical thinking, outside the box thinking, being more vocal, but not vocal for vocal sake, but trying to take control. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even say take control, but trying to get everybody to have their input so we can actually come to a conclusion on the task at hand and help one help all, help one help each other. And I will divulge this. The outside agency company is Gotham Culture. Pretty much they deal with team building and trying to instill a culture, if you will. Gotham Culture LLC. The reason I'm even mentioning the name, first of all, they're probably never going to see this. Second of all, the two instructors we had was Tim and Jody, and they made our experience so enjoyable that it really actually have piqued my interest of, you know what, let me go on their website and see exactly, oh, they're opening, they have job openings. Maybe, just maybe, I might want to go over there. Because it was something that actually spoke to me, like, you know what, I haven't been able to feel this way in years. Until I saw the experience requirements, I'm like, I'm kind of far too, I'm too dark, too far down that road. And yeah, I'm not gonna be able to do that, unfortunately. Now, the other 2.5 days was strictly job culture. I'll give you an example. So day four, after 2 days of the classroom experience, we go to the same classroom. Now we know we're going to be dealing with a different subject. Go to the same classroom, like 20 minutes. Supposed to be there too. Everybody's there too, ready to go. I'm like, instructor comes in. Yeah, yo, we're not doing it here. Y'all need to go to room, blah, 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 downstairs. Okay. That's strike number one. Matter of fact, I won't even say strike number one. But that was like, okay, fine. So we go down to the next room, and the whole stuff just smelt like job. It smelt like ATM. And I said as much. I'm like, you know what? Today's the first day that just feels like the job. The desk. Matter of fact, not the desk. The moldy tables. The uncomfortable chairs. The lack of space. Just the vibe. The idleness. So we're just sitting there. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So then we got another, we have to go into another room to learn about some machinery, right? So the difference of one form of machinery to the other. So one of the classmates was like, yeah, well, you know, that means this and that means, well, you know, shoot, you just going faster than me. Can I get to that point yet? My man, do you not want people to be engaged? Because what was apparent was the 2 days that we were in the classroom, everybody actually started thinking again instead of being on autopilot. So once we saw something, okay, fine, you didn't get to that part yet. That should make you realize that we're on the ball, we're really engaged, and maybe we could do this 1, 2, 3. But it came with the power trip, like in other words, like I'm the instructor, we're gonna go at my pace, you're jumping ahead, yo, what the, slow the F down. Now, mind you, this dude looked like an effing clown. Cause I'm looking at him from head to toe, trying to read him, like, all right. So he must be one of those that normally don't dress up, so he has no dress clothes. So now he got this plaid shirt on with a shirt that's too small, button shirt that's too small. So he rolled up the sleeves and he got tattoos on the sleeve to each his own. But that kind of was a telltale sign of, yeah, you're not used to dressing in shirt and ties. He got the salt and pepper beard, the effed up hair when he's receding, the glasses. The tie comes up to here. Yes, to here. It's a necktie. Effing clown. Right? So we get into the next area. We're about to start testing the machine. And he's like, all right, tells us two different parts. All right, this is the part that you're going to come across of the majority of the time. This is the part that's on one of the new models. And it only needs one. This one needs two. So I'm just trying to reiterate. Okay, so the newer models are only going to, well, you know, if you let me finish talking, then you'll get the answer. Word? Like, it took all my strength not to be like, yo, my man, what the fuck is your problem? Fucking clown. But I was like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm probably never going to come across this dude ever again in life. Doesn't really matter to me. So I disengage. Go to the back. Classmate that's known me for years, because we worked together on the road for years, he came to me like, "Yo, brother. Yo, hey, what's going on? How you know, you all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm all right." But he can see on my face that I'm not all right. When I'm saying I'm burning two holes in the back of this doofus head. And he came to me, he was like, "Brother." He was like, "Nah, I get it. It's the way he be talking. He don't know how to talk to nobody." Like, "Yo, don't stress it." But just on the strength that my bro came over to me, because he peeped it and came over to me just to kind of like reset me, like, and I told him, like, "Yo, my man, yo, bro, I appreciate the hell out of you, because you know me well. You know me well enough that you saw it and you saw how I just, all right, I'm cutting everything off. I don't give a fuck about none of this right now." He came over to, "All right, Mike." And which guy, it's the little things. Stuff like that, I appreciate. You got, all right. Rest of the day, pretty much I'm thinking they're going to go in depth on XYZ. They're just reading XYZ. They're like, "Yeah, this is X, this Y, this is Z. Yeah, it's found on this. A, B, and C, it's found on that. Yeah. All right. Job." Then the icing on the cake was, all throughout the week, we're being told, "All right, come up with these questions, everything, because they're going to give y'all, the top boss are going to give y'all a Q&A. You know, maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes, they're going to ask, which guard they're going to stand, you know, they're going to answer your questions and your concerns." I'm like, "All right, fine. Let's see where this is going." I came in this with an open mind. I could have came in there with the bitterness of a 20-year vet, which I am. But I said, "You know what? I'm going to come in here with an open mind. And just maybe, there may be a possibility that this might be a little bit different. So I'm going to keep my mind, open." Once they came in, it was two of them. Supposed to be three, only two. That should have been my first red flag. And, you know, they had their opening statement, but I could tell everything that they was talking about was on message. They had an agenda. Even the questions that were answered, the way the answer were given was on an agenda. They had an agenda. They had a message that they were getting across. So once I kind of peeped that and peeped the fact that everything was being, we got a certificate. How the hell are we gonna get our certificates for completion of the program of the training 2 hours into our last day? You know, I know why? Because you was there to give out the certificate, figured nobody was gonna have no questions. And yeah, your workday ends at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. on a Friday. Guess what time it was? 3:55. Came there. Little fucking photo op. And unfortunately, you know what that all did to me? It just made me realize, you know what? And some people will say, and I know one particular viewer will probably be, because he always said, "Yo, Mike, you be doing too much." Well, in this case, Mike, you was expecting too much. In this case, I feel like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I was going to do before this class, and that was to ride out my 4 years, 11 months, and 5 days, and ride into the sunset. Whatever's left is for none of my concern. I will do what I need to do. I won't say the bare minimum, because it's against my nature to do the very bare minimum, but I will not be going above and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear. Nope. Because to me, my thing was, for me personally, I can't speak about anybody else who's had this class or anybody else who's going to go to this class, to this training. But for me, that was their opportunity to get me reengaged and for me to do which or to even consider maybe, just maybe, deterring from my current path. Guess what? Opportunity lost. Straight and narrow. This is what I'm going to be doing. Y'all effed up. Y'all effed up. It's a shame. It's a shame. But that's usually what happens when it comes to municipal jobs, when it comes to city jobs, when it comes to state jobs, when it comes to government jobs in particular, the culture. The culture. Yeah, a lot of corporate jobs, the culture. But when it comes to the jobs that I aforementioned, there's a certain culture that no matter who's in charge, no matter what they try to implement, the culture outweighs it and outrides it all. It's a shame. It really is a shame because there's so much possibilities that can happen. There's so much. It's just a shame, you know. And like I said, I have nobody to blame but myself for this thinking. I really, at the end of those 5 days, I really left with a bitter taste in my mouth of this was a waste of time. This is a waste of time. You know, I won't say I was drinking the Kool-Aid, but I at least let y'all pour it in my cup. And by day five, cup was half full with the Kool-Aid. And y'all effed it up the last 2 days. I just poured that shit right down the drain. This is what it is. It is what the hell it is. So with all that being said, not outro yet. With all that being said, I want y'all to take a little sneak peek. I'm going to give y'all a little sneak peek of what to expect this week on this week's edition of Hidden Gems Football, in which me and the Mojo King preview the NFC North. Yeah. Take a listen.
Kirk Cousins is the master finesser, because for someone to amass the amount of money that he has amassed for pretty much playing average football, I mean, what, has he ever won a game? I think he's 0-1 forever in nighttime games, isn't he? I believe so. Because that's why I knew they wasn't going to win that postseason game, because it started at 4:30, but it was going to end about 8 o'clock. Once that sun went down, especially in the wintertime, once the sun went down, he's like the opposite of a vampire. You know how the vampire just, like, which court disintegrates in the sunlight? Yeah. He just shrivels up. As soon as the sun goes down, no light. He's gone. So, yeah, I say all that under the ground for the Minnesota Vikings. Get the hell up out of here.
Well, you know what? I did not check the schedule for see how many night games they're playing this year.
Sure, that doesn't matter. Even if you did, just press zero for all of them.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful episode. More to come, because we're only three divisions down, and we got not one, not two, not three, not four, five more. Yeah, five more divisions to go. And we got 11 days to do it. Will it be done? Can it be done? Only one way to find out. And that is to check out Hidden Gems Football each and every week, hosted by the Mojo King and yours truly, Mike Steph. New episodes will drop every Thursday at the beginning of this football season. But right now, just subscribe and press the notification button on the YouTube page of the 19 Media Group so you can find out when the next episode will drop. Because like I said, we got five more divisions and we got less than 11 days to get them done before the official kickoff of the NFL regular season. Can it be done? Can it be done? If not, then nothing can be done. Yeah, because you know this is the 20th anniversary of Get Rich or Die Trying. Speaking of which, because I have eschewed plugs for the last couple weeks, but if you check out the website of Gimmick Infringement, Winchester and McDowell, there is a beautiful, albeit short, but beautiful article on the 20th anniversary of Get Rich Die Trying and the impact it had on McTyler's adolescence. Good article. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. You know what else you'll be glad to do? If you check out the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast, available on the following platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. If you want to check me out on the X, that's at Mike Steffens _. If you want to check me out on the gram, it's at _ Mike Steph. And if you want to check me out on the TikTok, that's at Mike Steph _. Might get back at you, might not. Don't know. Depends how my mood is that day. Yeah, so I'm going to get in under an hour and a half. You see what happens when you just freestyle. I actually didn't ramble this week. Ain't that about a... But yeah. I did tell you at the very beginning that I would give you our answer on whether I'm going to do an episode next week. And the answer will be, I'll do an episode next week. So y'all can expect the episode next Monday on my regularly scheduled time, because I probably will be recording at least a mini episode for Labor Day weekend. Yeah, so y'all can expect one. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Shit, I might, being the fact that Payback is next week, I might just do a Payback review. Man, why the hell not? Guess what I did today? I did something I told y'all I wasn't going to do last week, and that was me ordering All In. That's right, I ordered All In. I saw the first two matches, so I can't really comment on none of that shit, but I did it not for me, because I'm such a benevolent dude. I did it for my son, Chef Mix. So hopefully he enjoyed it, and later on tonight, I'll probably just get around to looking at seeing what they did. First two matches were great. Well, first two matches was good. There's a lot of things I can nitpick, but maybe I'll hold that off until next week. Yeah. One last thing that nobody's asked me, but I'm going to espouse anyway. The audio version of the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph. Because I know I have been... I had neglected it, but I have been uploading the audio version. Trust and believe, when you listen to the audio version, yes, it's the same thing that you see on the video, but there are added extras. That's number one. Number two, the audio version will always be a week after the video version. So they're not really going to be in sync. There is a lag in a week. So this week, the audio version will be my sprinkle of salt that I dropped on Thursday that none of y'all wanted to watch, none of y'all wanted to listen to. I saw the numbers on that shit. That shit was trash. And that actually hurt my heart because, shoot, I took time out of my busy break to give the masses what they needed, what y'all richly deserved. Yeah, it was in my car studio, but still, it came from the heart. It came from the mind. It came from the soul of Mike Steph. But yeah, that will be the audio version this week. And this episode will be the audio version for next week. But yeah, if it ain't nothing but listen to the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes of the audio version after you see the video, I would truly appreciate that. Because I really do put in the work to try to appease a lot of different entities that might listen to my podcast, that might watch my podcast. Do you know today that my dear niecey poo told me that she was on YouTube and she was scrolling and she saw the Salty Daughter Mike stuff and she looked down and she's like, oh shoot, that looked like Uncle Mike is on YouTube, let me check it out. Oh shoot, I was watching YouTube on TV and guess what, Uncle Mike was on TV also. Hopefully she watched the episode that I was not too explicit, because my niecey poo is 12. But when stuff like that happens, that gives me that extra motivation of, you know, I'm not doing it just for no reason. There are people that I have no idea that comes across their feed and they look like, yo, I know that guy. Oh, shoot, that's my uncle. So, yeah, I could go on a tangent, but I'm not, because I can see this time ticking and I'm actually trying to get out of here quick. So with all that being said, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for making me the podcast and the video y'all choose to listen and view. And until next week, I bid y'all adieu. Yeah. Salute. Goodbye. Oh, shoot, y'all still here? Goodbye.
Bye.
He could crack the line.